Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, where we bring you the old time radio westerns from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today is Tuesday, which means this can be an episode of the Cisco Kid. Before we get into that, check out our show notes site, eagleforlife69.com/OTR. Again, that's eagle, the number 4, life, and the numbers 69.com/OTR. Send us an email, podcast@eagleforlife69.com. Also, there's an audience survey on the show notes site. Please take that. Let me know who's actually listening to the show. Let's go ahead and get today's show. It's going to be, like I said, an episode of the Cisco Kid. Original air date is July 24th, 1959, and the title is The Man Trapped in the Cave. Hope you enjoy.
Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo,
the Cisco Kid. Tonight's exciting story of The Cisco Kid. It's about noontime of a blistering hot day as our story opens, and Cisco and Pancho, not caring much where their paths might take them, have wandered into a small town whose main street is almost deserted in the midday heat.
Have you ever been in this town before, Cisco?
No, I do not think so, amigo. I do not recognize anything here.
Well, it not matter to Pancho. All what matter is we find some shade and a place to eat. I don't want to bother to cook any food today.
Neither do I. Yeah, look. There's the post office.
Where?
This is the town of Meadville.
Pancho never hear of it. We not been here before, Pancho, sure.
No. There's a place where we might eat. Desert Joe's.
Yeah. Santo Pancho hope it's cooler than the desert inside.
Yeah, we can try it and find out. Oh, diablo.
Oh, loco. Oh, my goodness me. It's awful hot, amigo.
Si. Madre mia. That hombre must be in an awful hurry. Look at the way he's riding that horse.
Si. And the horse is so loud that it may be white or it may be black. Pancho, I can see the color.
Yeah. Oh, there. Oh, blast your wool, I say. Oh. I'll learn you to try to throw me.
Madre mia, he beat that horse.
Hola, senor. There is no way to treat that horse. First you ride him too hard, and then you beat him. Now, do not do that.
Mind your own business, stranger. I'll handle this horse the way I please.
You will not beat him again.
Give me that whip, Blaster.
I will as soon as you cool down a little.
Give me that whip.
All right. I do not want to have any trouble. He's too hot. There is the whip.
Now I'll give you a taste of it.
That is too much, hombre. You will not use that whip on me.
Find out whether I do or not.
Oh, see?
Ain't it fast, Cisco? It's too hot to fight today. Santo, it's even too hot to watch you fight.
Yeah. It will not now. Last long.
Bravo, bravo. Don't get away with this. I'll finish you.
One more, Cisco. One more.
And as for the whip. There, hombre. At least you will not use that whip anymore.
Found you. We're not finished yet. Not by a long sight. You'll hear from me again. Just wait and see.
Hombre, I would not wait 10 seconds to see you. Adios. Come, amigo. Yeah. Let us go inside and eat.
Si, Cisco. It's funny, but that fight give Pancho a very big appetite. See, there's just enough excitement to make Pancho very hungry.
¶¶
Howdy, Jack. Come in.
You know why I'm here, Brian?
I reckon I do, Jack. I want to talk to you about that. Say, what in thunder happened to you? You look like some bronc used your face for a doormat.
Never mind that. You're supposed to make your final payment on this outfit 2 days from now, Brian. Got the money ready for me?
Well, no, I haven't, Jack, and I'm afraid I won't have either. It's what I wanted to talk to you about. In fact, I was just getting ready to come into town and talk with you at your office.
Any talking we've got to do, we can do right here. Besides, I don't see what there is to talk about. Either you've got the money to pay for this place or you don't. Simple as that.
Now, listen, Jack, you know what's happened. You know my wife was in the hospital, and you know that it took just about every cent I had to pay for it. Now, I was going to suggest that maybe you could give me, say, a 2 weeks extension on the note.
Look, you pay what you owe me when you're supposed to pay it, or I take this place over. That's all there is to it, Brian.
You mean you won't give me any time?
Why should I?
Why, you... I'd heard you was cheap and hard, but I never thought you was this bad. When I took this place over from you, it was the worst excuse for a cow outfit in the whole country. But I worked on it. I rebuilt most of the buildings. I fertilized and rebuilt the soil so it'd feed cattle. Then I built up a herd to the point where it was paying me something. Now you think you're going to step in and take it all back just because I've had some hard luck. Well, you won't do it, Graff. I'll get the money to pay you off somewhere.
Yeah? Just where, Brian?
I'll borrow it in town, that's what I'll do. I'll borrow it from somebody.
You know there ain't one person who'd lend your money to you, Brian, not against my wishes. No, sir, the people in Meadville know better than to do that. It wouldn't be healthy for them.
Well, I'll do something. I'm going to keep this spread if it's the last thing I do. I'll...
Hi, Dad.
Hello, son. You better go out again for a while. This man and I are busy.
Mr. Graff's after you for money, isn't he? Donnie told me that everybody in town owes Mr. Graff money.
That's enough, Chuck. You go outside now and wait till I call you.
All right. But look here. I found some rocks in my cave. Look how they shine.
Yes, but now I... Let me see those, son.
Sure. Here. They were lying right in the floor of the cave.
Where is this cave?
Over in the south pasture, right by the Twin Alders.
That's enough, Chuck. Graff, I'm getting more certain every minute that you'll get your money in 2 days. And I'll have a lot more besides. Now get out of here.
Wait. There. Let me see those things. If they're what I think they are...
What you think makes no difference. Go on. Get going.
All right, Brian. I'll go. But don't be too sure you'll be able to pay me off. Even if that is gold.
Gold, Dad? Did he call those rocks gold?
He did, Chucky. And that's what I think they are, too.
But how can you find out?
In town at the assayer's office. Come on, son. He'll tell us quick enough. It might well be that when you found these rocks, as you call them, you also found us a new lease on life.
I found out, Jack.
Found out what?
That gold the Brian kid found. It's a real thing, all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I stood across the way from the assayer's office and watched him weigh and test the samples that Brian took to him. Of course, I couldn't hear him talk, but I could see him laugh all right. Brian wouldn't have been so blasted happy if it hadn't been gold.
Yeah, it's just my luck. 2 days more and that spread would have been mine. Brian didn't have a chance of borrowing money enough to pay off his mortgage. And that brat of his had to find a gold vein right on his land. Did you ever hear of such fool luck as that, huh?
Well, he's got it now, but what's it to say he's going to keep it? It'd be a mighty easy thing for me to gun him, Jack. Him and the kid.
No, you can't do that. We can't kill him and 2 days later take over his outfit. No, even I couldn't get away with that. Have to be done some other way. You know, it would look all right if Bryant was to just disappear, though, wouldn't it? Then I could take over without any questions being asked.
Yeah, but how are you going to do that, Jack?
Well, let's take a ride out there and look at that cave the kid found.
All right.
We'll take along a stick or two of dynamite, too. Might be we can just shake the ground around a little so the cave would close right up with Brian in it.
You think we ever see that hombre you had a fight with, Cisco?
If you mean, do I think he will make any trouble? No, amigo.
But he say good evening with you.
Si, si. But that does not worry me much.
No?
He was just in a bad temper, and he took it out on that poor horse. That is all. That hombre has probably forgotten all about it by this time.
Well, maybe so. But he a mean-looking hombre, Pancho, no? And Pancho think maybe he tried to...
And Nino, sitting by the side of the trail, holding his foot. Oh, diablo.
Oh, loco, boy. Look at the Nino now.
What is wrong, Chico?
I turned my ankle. Sure hurts.
Oh, a turned ankle always hurts, Chico. Yeah, let me feel it, just to make certain there's nothing broken in it.
All right.
Yeah. Why are you out here all alone?
I shouldn't be out here at all, I guess. I went into town to the assayer's office with my dad, and then he brought me back home. He told me I'd better stay there, but I didn't. I had to see the gold.
Gold? Where is your father now?
He's there, at the cave where I found the gold. And that's why I wanted to go. I started walking, but I twisted my ankle some way. It feels better, though.
Well, there is nothing broken in it, but it is swollen a little. Where is this cave you were going to?
Oh, about a mile and a half farther on.
Well, if your father is there, then I think we had better take you to him. You would like to ride with me, eh?
I'll say so. That's some horse you have, mister. Both of them.
Gracias.
Gee, I've never seen two horses like those. I can't walk very good.
Well, do not try to. I will lift you up. Here we go. Easy, diablo.
This is almost as good as having a gold mine, riding a horse like this one.
You're very lucky to have a gold mine, Chico. Not many people are so lucky. Up, diablo, car.
Oh, Blobo. Don't you like to have the gold mine, Chico, full of tortillas?
Well, your father must be very rich.
No, he's poor. Why, just today a man, Mr. Graff, warned Daddy take our ranch away from us if Dad didn't pay him what he owes him. You see, my ma died just a few weeks ago. She was in the hospital for a long time, and it cost Dad a lot of money.
Oh, I'm very sorry for you, Chico. But there seem to be so many things on your mind. Suppose you start and tell me the whole story. This Senor Graff, and the gold, and the money your father owes, everything. It will take your mind off the soreness in your ankle.
All right, sure. Well, you see, Dad bought this ranch a couple of years ago from Mr. Graff. When Dad bought it, the ranch was in awful shape. The buildings were almost falling down.
That's the cave, all right, huh?
There must be. Yeah. Here comes Bryant out.
Stay back. Don't let him see you.
No, he won't.
Hey, look. He's got his brer full of nuggets. That must be a real strike, Jack.
Yeah. And in 2 days, it'll be mine.
Look, he's loading them into a saddlebag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now he's going back in for some more, I reckon.
All right. Light that fuse, quick.
Where are you going to throw the dynamite, Jack?
Right into that entrance. You stand aside as soon as I light it, so I have room to throw.
Yeah, well, get ready. I'm lighting it. There.
Give it time. There she goes.
Hey, and right into the entrance.
She's gonna go. Turn your back.
Get done it, Jack. She's sealed tight. Bryant's done for.
Perfect. He'll stay in there till we get ready to dig out his dead body.
Hey, we forgot about the kid. What do we do about him, Jack? He must be back at the house.
That's right. We took care of the old man, so I reckon we can take care of the kid, too. Come on. We better be getting away from here.
In just a moment, we'll bring you the exciting climax of tonight's story of The Cisco Kid. Now, back to The Cisco Kid. Knowing full well that Les Bryant has no money with which to pay off his mortgage, Jack Graff, cunning and ruthless, has visions of reclaiming the ranch he once sold to Bryant. But Les's son, Chuck, found some rocks which turned out to be nuggets, which made Graff more anxious than ever to get the land. So willing to try anything to prevent Les from making the payment on the date due, Graff and a henchman dynamite the entrance to the cave where Bryant is mining the gold, and thus trapped him inside. But now, we return to Cisco and Pancho, who have picked up Chuck Bryant, Les's son, and are approaching the cave where Les is entombed.
And so your father will be able to pay this Graff after all, Chucky, eh?
That's right, Cisco. And sure was lucky for us I found those gold rocks.
It was, Chico. You can't think anybody lucky what finds gold.
Now, the cave's right around this bend here. Dad's probably inside working, digging out thousands of dollars worth right now.
Oh, see, see. You are very rich now, Chico.
We sure are, but it won't... Hey, let's see now.
See?
That's funny. The cave ought to be right there, but...
What I see is loose earth.
There's something wrong, Cisco. Something awful wrong. The cave ought to be right where that loose earth is.
Well, perhaps... Santo, hold up, oh.
Hold look, hold look, hold. What do you think, Cisco?
I'm afraid to say what I think. Come on, Chucky. You sit right down there.
A landslide? You don't think Dad... Dad wouldn't be inside.
No. I am sure he is not in there, Chico. But I will call just to make sure. Señor Bryant. Señor Bryant.
Get me out.
Hey, you did it?
We've got to get him out. We've got to get him out of there, Cisco.
Santo, we nothing to dig with but our hands.
Si. Pancho, huh? Ride to the nearest rancho and get the rancheros to come with picks and shovels.
Picks and shovels.
Go, ride hard, amigo.
Si, amigo.
Here, Logo. Logo, go, boy. Go, go, go.
We'll die in there, Cisco. We gotta get him out quick.
The only thing we can do is dig with our hands until Pancho brings help. Come on, Chucky, we dig.
Do you think we'll get him out, Cisco?
How big is the cave, Chuck?
It's pretty little. Just a little room. Maybe 6 or 7 feet deep and 3 feet wide. Do you think he'll smother Cisco?
No, no. Depends on how long he has been in there and how long it takes to get him out. But he will not smother. Santo, we cannot let him.
Oh, Loco. Oh, Loco, boy.
Hey there. Where are you going?
Oh, senor. Awful thing happened, senor.
Yeah? What?
Senor Bryant, he's trapped in a cabin. You hurry. Get the shovels and the picks to help.
Les Bryant? Where's the cave in?
By the mile south, by 2 big alder trees. And there's a hole in the ground there. Senor Bryant in there and the entrance cave in. You hurry and get there, senor.
I sure will. I'll get there as fast as I can.
Where the next house to get the help?
Straight up the trail there, about 2 miles.
Bueno. Up, loco, go! You hurry, senor!
What'll we do with the kid when we get him, Jack?
I don't know yet. We'll decide that when we get him.
Do you think Brian's dead yet?
No, he won't die for hours. There's a lot of air in that cave.
Well, then we'd better...
Hey! Somebody riding this way. Better rein up, Pump. Oh, there. Oh,
Yeah, he's really pounding leather, too. Oh, boy.
Coming from the direction of the cave.
Hey, you don't suppose any...
Hey! That's that fat guy who was with the hombre who jumped me by laying the whip under my mouth.
Señores! Señores! Whoa, loco! Whoa, loco! Whoa! You! The señor Cisco hit!
That's right, Fatty.
Fatty! Look, señores, there's no time now to talk about this. Something very awful happened.
What?
Señor Bryant, he got trapped in a cave, was falling on top of him. You help get him out. Go get the shovels and the picks and ride to the cave. He not live very...
Shut up!
Santo, you pull a gun.
Get off that horse.
Oh, they found out.
You're not sorry. This serious. They say you'll die soon.
Shut up.
But, Pancho, very sorry about that fight. We talk about it later. Right now, you better get...
Take his guns, Hump.
Do not take Pancho's gun. No, you...
Blast you.
Don't.
Nobody dumps Jack Graff twice and gets away with it.
You, Graff.
All right, get him, Hump.
Turn him around. I'll get him all right.
Uh,
Yes, that'll take care of him.
And I'll make sure that he won't wake up.
If he ain't dead now, he's got a cast iron head. Look, if he came from that cave, that means his partner must be there.
Are we going back to the cave?
I'll say we're going back. I said I'd get even with that big sidewinder, and I sure will. But we won't use the butt end of the gun on this one. We'll gun him down. Let's go, Hump.
Here!
Get Dad out unless we get some help pretty quick.
See, I know it, Chucky. But they will be coming pretty soon now. Pancho would be there. Look, here comes one man now.
It's Mr. Prentice. And he's got shovels, Cisco.
Who there?
Hurry, senor. Hurry.
Here. Take a shovel, stranger. I brought a couple. Ain't come to him yet.
Huh? No, not yet. Come on, dig.
Come on here. Go at the top. You can break through here.
Dad. And he sounds closer.
We are getting to him.
Si, senor. We'll get through to him quick now. Piles.
Here comes two more. It's Mr. Graff. And another one.
Graff. That hombre. Why, I... Get down, Chico.
They're fools. They're trying to kill us.
They will not get far with that.
Cisco, you knocked Graff's head off. They're turning off. They've had enough.
Hey, I will give them more of that later. Right now, come on, back to the digging. Come
on, dig. What do you think got into Graff? He was trying to kill us.
I do not know.
Hey, look, a hole. You're through. Dad.
See, you are all right, Sailor Brian?
I can get out of here now.
Good, come on.
Thanks to you two, I'm still alive.
Here, come on. We can pull you out. A little more. Come on. There. Sailor Brian, how did this happen? What caused this slide?
It wasn't a slide. This entrance was blown close. I heard an explosion, and then she caved in. It sure feels good. Chucky.
That explains why Graff tried to kill us then. He caused this because he did not want you to pay him what you owe.
Yes.
Chuck, you and you, senor, you take care of Brian now. I am going after a pair of coyotes.
Yellow!
Gaining on us, Jack.
Those trees up ahead. Turn in. It's our only chance.
Yeah.
Hey, shot the gun right out of my hand.
Put daylight in my sombrero. We'll get him. He won't see us here, so we can gun him right out of his saddle.
Yeah, just let me get one shot at that coyote. Just one shot.
You'll get it all right. Make it count. We'll get... Hey. Look down the trail.
Hey, it's the fat one. He's coming. Why, I thought we killed him.
We better get them both now. All right, open up, Hump. Got him down.
Hey, they're coming too close. I quit. I'm through. Don't shoot. Don't shoot.
What do I say?
You have gunned someone for the last time, Graff.
You think you're going to get me again? Have you get a chance? I quit. I've had enough.
That takes care of that one.
And Pancho, take care of this hombre.
Madre mia, why did you do that, Pancho?
Pancho got good reason, all right. You see these two bumps on Pancho's head?
Santo, si, amigo.
That hombre do this. But Pancho could even with him. Pancho give him one bump as big as these two.
Mr. Graff will never bother us again, Cisco?
Oh, I am positive. He and the other bandito are in jail now, Chico. And they will stay there for a long time to come. That hombre has gotten away with a lot of things around here. But when he tried to kill your father, he went one step too far. You need never worry about him again.
I'm glad, Cisco.
Now what are you thinking about?
Supper. I'm hungry.
So is Pancho, Chico. We stop right here and cook some food, no?
Oh, no. Oh, let's go on home and eat.
But there is no use doing that, is there? We can eat here and then take you home. Pancho and I are both good cooks.
Yeah, but I bet you aren't as good at cooking as my Aunt Martha.
Your Aunt Martha?
Yeah, my mother's sister. She's the best cook in the world. And she's awful pretty, too.
She's staying at your house?
Yes, Cisco. So you come home with me and eat. Dad would want you to, anyhow.
This aunt of yours, Chucky, she's married?
Oh, no. You'd like her, Cisco. She's the prettiest person I've ever seen.
Madre mía, all of a sudden I am very, very hungry. I can hardly wait. Up, diablo, car!
Go, Lobo! Cisco hungry for kisses! Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Why we leave Meadville so soon?
You are too tired to travel, amigo?
Too full.
Of what?
Tortillas, enchiladas, and tamales. That said, little mother. Oh, she's a beautiful cook.
Si.
Do you like the tortillas she make?
Oh, si. They are so blue.
Si, they're very delicate. Blue tortillas, Cisco?
Si.
Oh, Cisco, you're not talking about the tortillas she make, but the eyes she make. Why, Cisco?
Because the eyes she makes are so much better.
How'd you make eyes, Cisco?
Like this.
That's not making eyes, that's making face.
Well, then, like this, then.
A face like this is better than a tortilla.
Si, Pancho.
Well, Pancho knows something now, I think.
Bueno, what do you know now, amigo?
Why, Cisco loses his heart when he sees the face what making eyes.
Why, amigo?
Because the face what make eyes make Pancho lose his appetite.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Up the arrow.
And so ends another thrilling adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather. Pancho by Harry Lang.